As the Republican primary crazy train approaches its frightful destination, there's one facet of the election process that's getting too little notice, namely, who exactly is allowed to vote these days. Earlier this year, Florida joined the straw man chorus of voter fraud when the legislature passed House Bill 1355. The new law intends to place new limits on such grassroots activities as early voting and voter registration. Advocates for these new voter suppression tactics speak of them with old-timey reverence. You should have to earn your position at the polls. Voting is a privilege, not a right. Really? Not everybody's buying it. On December 15th, the League of Women Voters of Florida, which canceled its nonpartisan voter registration efforts earlier this year for fear of being punished by the new law, joined the Florida Public Interest Research Group and rocked the vote in filing a lawsuit against the state. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has chimed in, saying that the new law needed to be reviewed and that elections need to be more, not less, accessible to citizens of this country. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson has scheduled a Senate hearing on the issue in Tampa next month. It's almost as if our Republican legislature and governor didn't even think this through, and now they're being called out for it by the grown-ups. In a state that currently prides itself on decreasing regulation and being open for business, it's worth noting that these extreme regulations on the democratic process itself are more than a little suspicious. Republicans want all of the corporate pomp, but none of the human circumstance. What are they afraid of? You.